back to Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and we want to thank all the candidates who participated, even if I accidentally threw that in there where Mr. Matter was not forgotten, but we hope that folks were well informed with that particular forum that we put on.
Very good forum. And if people were wondering, I was actually videotaping the whole thing.
You were a very integral part of it. So
now we get to watch it on TV.
At least we hope.
I did a good job.
You did an excellent job. We are hoping, of course, in the next couple of weeks, we will see if we can have the folks from a couple of other city races be a part of, come on Monday Night Talk and talk about their race and how it's different from you're running for mayor.
Yeah, even though we were in an off political year, statewide and nationally,
we considered, a couple of other towns. I mean, I don't know if Weymouth has.
Weymouth has an off year election this year. Yeah, so. There are a bunch of cities in the area that
you and I like doing the overtime stuff, which is pretty cool.
It is cool. It exposes people to the local stuff.
Very cool. I believe joining us right now, I can tell you first and foremost that this is very cool that we have this gentleman joining us. He is actually coming to the Boston area. I believe it's a reunion tour. None other than Dr. Drew Pinsky. Dr. Drew, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
I have to tell you, you are the coolest guy on the planet when it comes to stuff that when I get to see you on headline news, I can remember the times here in the Boston area we had you on one of the stations down the end of the dial, you and Adam Carolla doing your show. What has brought you guys together to do this reunion tour?
Well, he and I did that show you're referring to on MTV for many years, yep. And then we did radio together for 10 years, and last year he started bugging me to do a podcast with him. and he and I have been friends forever, and so we kind of, not that we hang out a lot, but we're friends. Mm. And so I started doing the podcast with him, and lo and behold, all the old stuff is still there, and he said, we got to take this on the road, and we started doing that. And so we've been around the country now, and this is New England, sort of our last stop in this particular year, and it's home for me. I went to college in Amherst, and so I can't wait to get out there.
I have to say though, how do you do it? Can you tell us? Are you cloned? Because you do so many things, you're all over the place. I mean, I get to watch you at night sometimes. I know you've broken down some of the cases, like with the George Zimmerman and some of the trials that we've seen usually.
Jody Arias.
Yeah, and you do it on a regular basis. How are you finding time to do this?
It's a couple of things. One is television. Television is less work than in some respects than radio, because radio, you're working for 2 or 3 hours. You're on the air. For television, you're preparing things for a little while, but you have teams of people helping you, and you get on, you do it, and then it airs and airs and airs. Mm. It's taped. It's not like radio where it's when it goes out into the vapors. And everything is easier than practicing medicine. People don't understand how tough that is. And when I was practicing medicine 100 hours a week, I did that for about a decade.
Right.
Everything else has felt like a vacation since. Everything. I still do practice medicine a few days a week, but it's nothing, not nearly like it used to be. So to me, I feel like I'm on vacation.
So you don't have anything, because we know that there's been times I've seen you host with the Teen Moms on MTV. We've seen you do the Celebrity Rehab. We've seen you do Sober House and other things that are on VH1 and in that production area. You don't have anything in the works with that?
I mean, there are things I have taped that there's a Teen Mom 3 reunion that was pretty intense, and that season I don't think even has aired yet. And I just do odds and ends. I'm doing a documentary on divorce and the whole family court system is such a mess. I just, things catch my fancy that I think are opportunities to use the media to do some good and to raise awareness and help people understand their legal system or how their brains work or their medical issue. I'm going to do a bunch of Dr. Oz this year to try to sort of, again, educate. Media is a funny thing. When you really want to change people's their health behavior and help them understand. I got involved with media because of AIDS. That's what happened way back in 1983.
Right.
And I knew then, I was like 24 years old, and I was doing radio, and by accident, I didn't have any plan to do it, but I thought, I know how young people are. You can't stand up in a white coat and lecture them and expect to change their behavior.
Right.
But if you let them listen to stories of their peers or relatable sources, and then explicate about what they're listening to, just the way Loveline is and the way Teen Mom is and the way Celebrity Rehab is, then people kind of get it. They receive the information sort of experientially, and it does then adjust their behavior, particularly young people.
Dr. Drew, Joe Rossi here. I wanted to ask you, of all the media appearances that you've made and TV shows you've done, as Kevin mentioned before, what are some of the more interesting appearances or shows that you've done and some of the more memorable experiences you've had?
That's a good question. I've done I love doing Loveline on MTV. I thought that was interesting and sort of groundbreaking at the time.
Mm.
Celebrity Rehab was a very intense experience.
Right.
Really challenging. There's so much to that that people don't know and don't understand. I mean, we offered treatment to people long after the TV camera stopped rolling. And some people took advantage of it, and some people didn't. Like every addict, that was intense. I like doing the HLN program I'm doing now. I mean, they're all challenges. Trying to find ways to reach people in different formats that make a difference. And it's hard.
Yeah.
You guys know it's hard. How do you attract an audience and entertain? Because that's the only way they come, is if you provide some sort of entertaining vehicle. But then within that, give them something good, give them something that helps change their behavior. I like that challenge. I like the challenge of that.
I have to say, though, the one thing that I always found fascinating about you and Adam Carolla is Adam would always have this funny way of looking at a particular question that you guys, or something you guys were looking at, and you always somehow were able to give a good clinical response.
I got to tell you, though, come to the shows in New Hampshire and Rhode Island and Boston, and I think you'll get the sense that it's a little more Adam, a little less Drew. We just did a thing in Carmel last weekend, Northern California, and I was like, wow, I don't think I said anything. I'm not sure I talked. And the people were sort of twittering afterwards, like, oh, that Adam sure can talk. I thought, yeah, if you get him going, be careful. So please come and ask questions that I can participate in.
Yeah. You got a three-day. This 3 days. Friday, you're at Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom in New Hampshire. That's Friday.
Yep.
Saturday, you're at the Wilbur Theater.
Yep.
And then Sunday, you're at the Newport Yachting Center in Rhode Island. That's pretty cool.
It is cool. And again, I love New England. I love Boston, and I miss it so much. My kids are up going to college in the vicinity, and every chance I get to visit, I try to come. And so I just cannot wait to get there. And every year, October, November, that I miss my New England. But anyway, it's an opportunity just to interact with people, and we'll take pictures and answer questions, and we're really happy to do it. So that's the good news. I still haven't really fully answered your question about what I like doing best. I got to tell you, there's something about a live audience that I really, really enjoy. It's very challenging, very interesting. And it's not like we have prepared material, so no two events have ever been at all alike. They're all an exploration, and I like that. I like that everything is really, truly live and truly, I don't want to say, it's not by the seat of our pants so much as because we have things we can talk about and fall back on, but it's an exploration, and I like that.
Is there a chance that after this reunion tour that you two could team up for regular TV or radio shows?
We do the podcast, and I think it's like the number two downloaded podcast in the world or something, or number five, somewhere in that top five. And so people are still finding us on podcasting, and that's sort of one of the new mediums. Would we show up again on television?
Yeah.
Without killing each other? I don't think so. I don't think so. Adam's gotten angrier as he's gotten older. Less tolerant. He's literally a millionaire now, so he doesn't put up with...
I think they have a word for it. It's not called angry. It's called cynical.
He's always been cynical, but now he's angrier. He doesn't suffer fools gladly. That's bad for me. And he... Less tolerant than he used to be. So it makes for interesting conflict, but it's not somebody you want to be working with on television every day.
Well, we want to thank you. We know your time is very valuable. I want to say thank you first and foremost. I know I had reached out to you on Twitter, and your people were quick to get back to me a couple of times trying to work this out. Actually, we had one of your colleagues, Dr. John Sharp, who
he's the best.
Yeah, he popped on. He had a
faculty and a really very helpful guy for me. So yeah,
we talked to him about his emotional calendar book. We sat down and broke that down. It was fantastic. But we are looking forward to the shows coming up. We'll give folks the information after you hang up, and hopefully we could talk to you down the road somewhere else.
You betcha. Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Dr. Drew.
Okay, take care, gentlemen.
Dr. Drew Pinsky. How cool was that, Justice?
That was great. That was great.
I have to say, is this, I don't know if you can say it. I don't want to say it on air, but I've kind of been stalking him for a bit to try to get him on. Not stalk you, but I sent him, I'll tell you, I sent him one Twitter message, and his folks got back to me. We just had to find something, and this was the perfect one. Just once again, before we get to our final guest of the evening, who we're just as equally happy to have here, Christy Coombs is joining us. But the Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew reunion tour kicks off Friday at Hampton Beach at the Casino Ballroom in New Hampshire. And in order to find out information about that Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom, I guess tickets are $28 to $48. They're on sale. Go to www.casinoballroom.com. As far as Saturday's venue, it's the Wilbur Theater. And you can go on to thewilburtheater.com. Again, www.thewilbur.com. And as for the Newport Yachting Center, those you can get at Ticketmaster at the newportcomedy.com. If you get a chance, definitely go up there. Make sure that the good doctor has enough to say. As it seems as though Adam kind of rules the roost during these shows.